This is Captain Satellite calling all space co-pilots. We are now loading the interstellar spaceship Starfinder for a journey into outer space. You are my co-pilot, so say goodbye to Mom and Dad and follow me into the space lock. This is Captain Satellite calling Space Tower. This is Captain Satellite calling Space Tower. 30 seconds to blast off. Now you call the Space Tower and use your own name. Repeat these orders after me. Switch on turbo generators. Switch on meteor sonarscope. Set anti-magnetic gravitator. Careful, not too much gravity. Atmospheric pressure. Oxygen intake. Start the hydrazine pump. Open the nitric acid valve. Set your course for vector 4. Rocket motors 1, 2, and 3. Ready. Stand by to fire.
It is now X minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Blast off! Seems to be coming from the space lock. I'll try key number 1 in the lock. No, that isn't the key that opens the space lock. What key should I try now? Key number 3? All right, here goes key number 3. No, that key won't open it. Well, there's only key number 2 left. Let's try it.
Well, how did you get in here?
Hi, Captain Satellite. Hi, co-pilot.
It's Rupert, the robot. What are you doing here?
I'm counting the stars.
That must be a very hard job, Rupert. How do you do it?
Well, Captain Satellite, in my right leg is an electronic computer that measures the initial mass of the universe and multiplies the transcendental number by 2.718. What?
Rupert, you're the smartest robot I know. How many stars have you counted?
1 sextillion, 480 quintillion, 300 quadrillion, and 1.
Well, you must be just about finished counting the stars.
Oh, no, Captain. It will take me 5,000 years to finish.
Oh, then you have lots of time. Come into the control room and rest.
Thank you, Captain Satellite.
Secure the space lock. A formation of flying saucers is approaching. They're hovering just above the Starfinder. We've lost power, and we're being pulled up into the saucer by magnetism. What are they saying, Rupert?
They're saying, do not be afraid.
What do they want?
Well, they've never seen an Earthman, and they want to take us to their planet.
Tell them we'll visit their planet soon. But we have official orders to explore the dark side of the moon.
They will release us
Thank you, Rupert. Say goodbye and thanks to the saucer men.
Fire rockets 1, 2, and 3.
Look out! Flaming asteroid arrows dead ahead. Decelerate rockets and switch on celestial radar. Correct vector setting 4 degrees right. Whew. We're going to miss it by just inches.
All clear. Rockets full speed ahead. Do you know what sound that is? That's right, it's our outer space friend Sir Hiccup, who can go anywhere in the universe just by thinking about the place he wants to go. But we can't allow him in the spaceship or we'd all get the hiccups. I'll talk to him on the intercom.
Hello, Captain Flashlight.
My name is Captain Satellite.
Oh, yes, Captain Side Saddle.
Oh, what's the use? You'll never get it right. I see you're still hiccuping. By the way, how did you get the hiccups?
Well, sir, I got the first time I saw a human being.
Sir Hiccup, I don't understand. You have no arms, no legs, no body, nothing but a head. How do you lift things?
Mind over matter, Captain Strudel. Mind over matter. I just think, and think. I can think I'm a lion, and I am a lion.
That's amazing, Sir Hiccup. Can you show us?
I am a lion. I am a lion. Oh, I scared myself. I don't like being a lion. I like being me.
We're all glad to be ourselves, Sir Hiccup. We're going to the dark side of the moon. Would you like to go along?
Oh, no. I have to clean the Big Dipper. Goodbye, Captain Saddleshoes.
Goodbye, Sir Hiccup, and stay away from the Earth. Whenever you get the hiccups, you know that Sir Hiccup is close by. We're getting close to the moon. Set a course for the dark side of the moon. I'm picking up some foreign signals on the solar plexitron. And look, there are some purple lights glowing on the surface of the moon. Switch on the telescopic viewer for a closer look. Say, those are lights? Those are glowing purple people. And they're preparing to blast off a fleet of spaceships. Listen, that's a coded message. Blazing comets, they're headed for the Earth. Quick, change course. We must beat them to the Earth and warn space headquarters. Full rockets ahead.